Hi there, I'm Barbara Turley, and you're watching another episode of Feminine Wealth TV, the show that uncovers the diamond tips on creating truly conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers, and wealth creators. Very excited about today's show because I am joined by the guru of all gurus in the personal development space. She has an online platform where she brings together industry experts in the personal development space to give you your daily dose of inspiration. Please welcome to the show Beck Keynes, the founder and editor of The Daily Guru. Welcome to the show, Beck.
Thank you, Barbara. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, and it's fantastic to meet another Northern Hemisphere girl living down here in Sydney, hot Sydney, Australia.
It's wonderful, isn't it? I think you and I know a little trick and that the rest of the English don't know at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah, they all want to live here.
Yeah.
So tell me, The Daily Guru, it's a reasonably new platform, but it has absolutely exploded. Tell me, what exactly is The Daily Guru? Just give me your pitch on what it actually is.
The Daily Guru is an online publication for all things to do with personal development. So we've created a space that allows industry experts to share their tools, education, services to our audience. Each day we share a blog and we also engage in live events.
Fantastic, yeah. So it's sort of like this, rather than having to hunt around the internet, you go to one place to find the best at certain topics. Is that
that's exactly
niche
it.
Experts and
yeah.
They all come on one
that's
platform.
Exactly it. So we started out basically because through our own journey we were searching for coaches, we were searching for holistic therapists, we were searching for personal branding companies, and we realized that actually this is an industry that's quite run on referrals and recommendations, and it's really difficult to find someone if you don't know someone who knows
it's
someone.
It's very fragmented, isn't it?
There's
absolutely no kind of
is.
Central body to create. Yeah, so this is what you've kind of created here.
This is what we decided we wanted to create, and we wanted to create a space that was really safe for people to go and explore these topics. So everything from professional development, personal development, emotional development, what courses and events are out there that they might be interested in, and that everything in the Daily Guru in that space is already regulated. It's high quality content, and
okay.
It's the best people that you can be working with.
So you kind of vet the gurus or the industry experts before they come on the platform?
Yes, exactly.
Ah, so it's like your personal stamp on the people who are there.
It is. And yeah. I think it's really important because anytime that you're working in the personal development space, you're going into it because you're perhaps in a time of crisis or in a time of need.
Yeah.
So it's really important that you find the right person to be working with you that's going to suit your style, your needs. And also, you might not be aware of all the options for you. So that's
yeah.
what the Daily Guru offers.
That's fantastic, actually, because you're right. Because when people are in crisis, the first thing they do is jump online and Google, you know, my marriage is broken down, or I've lost my job, or I'm in a career crisis, or whatever they're going through.
Yeah.
And they're kind of susceptible then to the snake oil that could be out there.
Yeah, and you know, a beautiful website does not sadly always determine excellent service, and also in the personal development industry, a website that doesn't look appealing does not determine whether someone is going to be an expert in that field.
Yeah.
That's the kind of real good stuff that all the people in the industry know about,
yeah.
but all those that are entering have no idea, and that's again what we want to be helping people with.
Yeah. So tell me, where did this all begin? I mean, were you always an entrepreneur? Is this your first business? Or give me a bit of the backstory of
No, I wasn't always an entrepreneur. As you mentioned, The Daily Guru is only 8 months old.
Yeah.
But my journey to creating The Daily Guru probably started about 18 months before that, when I was working in the corporate world.
Oh.
My background is in events and marketing, and I'd been working in that space for 10 years and really enjoying it. And I got to that stage where I thought, I kind of don't know what my next step's going to
yeah.
be. And I didn't know whether it was going to be, you know, the next step up that career ladder in the corporate space, or whether I wanted to do something myself. So I started exploring, and the first sort of decision I made was to go do a life coaching course, which was incredible.
Mm.
And that life coaching course has really become the foundation for everything that came after that with Daily Guru.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is, in order to create the Daily Guru, I had no idea about the industry, so I didn't even know that that's the space that I wanted to work
in. Oh, for the life coaching industry, of course, yes.
Absolutely. And then from there onwards, the content that we're creating, the people that we're engaging with, etc. I didn't even know that world existed before I did the life coaching. So that was kind of my first step. And then after that, I realised that I wanted to bring my background of events and marketing into something in this space. So, you know, my background is that I am experienced in creating communities and engaging with people online and running events in the event space, but I wanted to bring that into the personal development world. So there was one that
I love about that, actually, that you, you know, when I was looking for something new to do, and I was from the corporate world as well in the financial industry, and it was actually my father who said to me, I went down the life coaching route originally, which I think a lot of women do, and I thought, will I be a life coach? Am I going this way? And my father actually said to me, is there no way that you can bring together the stuff you're learning now with the industry expertise that you have? And actually that was why Energized Wealth was born. So it's kind of born out of that as well. So I love that you haven't just thrown away the experience that you have spent, like, you know, 10, 15 years building up.
Yeah.
And actually paired it together to create something really amazing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what I took, it took a long time for me to decide that. But what I realized is that I originally went down the event space and the marketing space because there was something in that that really resonated with me. It was a strength and it was something I really, really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And although my enjoyment wasn't as high anymore in the corporate space, that was because it wasn't fulfilling the part that was my purpose, and that was that the industry wasn't suiting me anymore.
Yeah,
so I wanted to find that new industry. I definitely was ready to trial doing it on my own and kind of putting to test, you know, all of my ideas that, that I'd sort of been having for a while, and to see, you know, can I make a go of this? So I've really been pleased that I've been able to match those skills from my past into my new interest in the future.
And tell me, so where was the point where you went, you know what, I love the life coaching, but I don't want to be a life coach. Where did the platform idea come out of? The transition there.
So I life coaching, I did trial it for a little while. Just, you know, as you always do with these things, you start out with, you know, a few friends, getting involved.
Test the water.
Yeah, and I realized, although I enjoyed it, what I really enjoyed was actually meeting the other coaches and finding out who was great and learning from them. And then it moved from coaching, and it was naturopathy, and it was kinesiologists, and I noticed how so many people in my, you know, my work team at the time, etc., were saying to me, oh, what did you do at the weekend, and who was that person, and maybe I want to go see them.
Oh, right.
And immediately I realized, actually, that knowledge sharing and information is really powerful, and there's so many people that aren't aware of these services. So I thought, that was my original idea of how can I start sharing these services on a bigger scale.
Yeah, so, and probably with people before they need it. Because there's this whole thing of usually people only find the life coaching space or, you know, this interesting work when they're going through a crisis. So as you're sort of, I always get the feel from your website that you're actually trying to target people before they hit crisis, so they know some of these skills earlier on, I guess, than...
Yeah, absolutely. I think with personal development, like, it doesn't have to be just out of crisis at all, because... I don't know where this belief came from, but I feel like so many people come out of school or university and they feel like they're being told, right, you're done. You know everything now. You should be able to cope with everything. Off you go and be an adult. And that is where we all start being really tough on ourselves. And then we go through a difficult situation, whether that's in the professional environment or personal, emotional. And when we don't deal with it as well as we had hoped, we just are tough on ourselves and tell ourselves, you know, we dealt with that poorly, we're not good enough, etc., etc.
Yeah, we internalise it and we think there's something wrong with us, that our friends are dealing with things better.
Rose-tinted glasses. We start shooting on ourselves and saying everyone else can do it so much easier, why not me? But actually, these tools and skills we don't get taught. And I know that's such a cliche that we don't get taught these life skills in school, but it's true. And therefore, that's why I feel that, you know, the Daily Guru going live only 8 months ago and it taking off so quickly shows there's a huge appetite for people to be learning this in a proactive way and not out of the space of discomfort.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, I've also noticed the supersonic rise of the Daily Guru and how successful it has been, which is amazing. So congratulations on that. What would you say, I mean, you've got like 12,000 fans at this point in time that we're talking on Facebook, you know, you've got a big list. How do you do that? Everybody wants to know, like, how does, you know, the viewers are going to want to know, how do you get such an engaged following going?
Yeah, so really where I started from was just firstly deciding what I wanted to create, not getting distracted by what was already out there in the industry.
Yes.
Obviously, competitor analysis is important to understand that you're not going in saying you're the only person who does something and there's actually 20 more. Mm. So that's important. But deciding what you want to do and then being authentic and following that space. So that was my first point, is not getting distracted by what other people were doing and just staying true.
Comparisonitis and all that stuff, because that actually bolts you down emotionally, mentally.
Yeah. And before you know it, you've created something that's actually unintentionally a little bit of someone else's product and a little bit of someone else is doing. And then, you know, your audience can feel that. I really believe that. When you create something that is really authentic to your values and your beliefs and what you're trying to create, that's when your right audience comes to you. So
you magnetically attract them, because that's really important. Yeah.
It really is. And secondly, that's all I focused on was a community building. Mm. I wasn't selling at my audience to begin with. I was trying to show them what the Daily Guru has to offer. So I gave myself a grace period of around 6 months, where all I focused on was my content that I was sharing. Yeah. And I was doing analysis all the time on what's resonating, what are they really liking, what's not being enjoyed, who are they, which of the gurus are they really loving when we share them? Because then if I knew that a piece of content was working really well, I would know which industry of gurus to go out to so that I can showcase them. So it's feeding itself, so that then eventually when I move into the event space, which is now phase two of the Daily Guru, it meant that the content that we're sharing in the live space as well as online is all to do with what my readers are wanting or wanting. So it kind of fed itself. Mm. And that engagement meant that it grew much quicker.
Yeah.
And finally, collaborations. I'm such a believer in collaborations. If you can find out what the people that you want to work with need, and you can offer that, then
collaborations become easier, actually.
So much easier.
You know what I love about that? You know, a lot of people are going out saying, be authentic, you know, your message is really important, and all those things are really important. But I did pick up something you said, which I really want to double back and focus on for a second. Because collaborations and vision and authenticity and the message are all very feminine energies.
Mm.
But doing the analysis on, you know, what's resonating, which posts are doing well, and the actual numbers behind all these things is very masculine energy. And actually the most successful businesses are the ones that pair the two very feminine energies and masculine energies together.
Yeah.
And you've done that really, really well, because I love that you said there was analysis too, because sometimes we're told, just put your message out there, and it doesn't always work. You have to analyze the numbers too.
Definitely.
On what your readers are actually looking for.
Yeah, definitely. And and it's so interesting.
Yeah, I know, I find it interesting too.
What you put out there and you think they're gonna love this piece. And then you
crickets. Nothing. Yeah, I know, and you think,
And then another piece you'll share, because you're, you know, the most exciting thing about owning your own business is the fact, trial and error. You know, you can just try stuff. It's your opportunity to test the water. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't work, but try. If it works, keep doing it. If it doesn't, move on. Try something.
Now,
else.
On that though, because that is key. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, when we're working for ourselves and we do try something, like the, you know, the thing that you think is going to be amazing and nobody cares about it.
Yeah.
How do you get over the sort of disappointment factor and move on to the next thing? Because that's really key to be able to do that.
Yeah, it is. I think you just have to. I think you have to just take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
You have to learn to laugh.
I mean, this
at
is
yourself.
Your background, I suppose, the whole events and marketing space is testing and trying and then going back to the drawing board and testing again.
Yeah.
But I personally find that quite hard. That's why I asked that question. In my own business, when I try things and I put my heart and soul into it, nobody wants it, and you think, oh, okay, that was interesting.
Yeah.
And it takes a while. I find it hard to get over the disappointment of that, and I know a lot of people would.
Yeah, it absolutely is. I think. Mm. What I find myself doing is I remind myself that if this was easy, everyone would be doing it.
Yeah,
like,
true.
There's statistics, there's hundreds of statistics out there that show the percentage rate of successful businesses in their first year. And it's, you know, it works against you, it's quite low. But equally within that, there's a lot of characteristics within those that were successful, and we can all learn from that. But the fact that it's not always easy, you know, you have to kind of remind yourself of that and then reflect on the wins.
Say,
you know, at least I'm trying. Like, if you don't try something, you don't know whether it will or won't be successful.
Yeah.
And each time, I really believe you do take something from that. So perhaps it's the way you executed it, or maybe it was the way.
Could be just the message.
The message.
Could just be, you know, anything.
Timing.
Yeah.
Communication style. Whatever platform you decided to share it at that moment in time. Enough collaborations. There's something to be learned.
Yeah. No, and I think that's really key, and I'm glad we touched on this, because sometimes when people are successful, and one of the reasons I want to have this show is that we delve into the bits that are hard, because it is hard, right? It's really hard work having your own business, as we were talking off air. Like, it's so much work. And it is great to have the successes, but there are the hard times as well that you have to get through. So anyone watching, we all have those times and you have to get through that. So tell me now, I want to talk about, so phase one of the business is kind of up and running now, the building of the online community.
Yes.
And tell me about phase two, live events.
Yeah.
That scares me. I'm not the live event girl. Happy to go and speak at other ones, but I'm not yet at the stage of running my own, so I'm really keen to hear.
Well, maybe we can get you to one of ours then.
We can speak at anyone's event.
Yeah, this has always been the end vision for me, and that is taking the content that's online that's really resonating with my audience and the gurus that I've been able to bring to them, and making that into a live space event. Creating these beautiful, unique experiences that tap into all the things that I believe help the learning experience, you know, increase even more. So that's, you know, the scent, the touch, the feel, the look, every part of it, honouring what the Daily Guru is about, and creating something that people can't experience anywhere
else.
And I know that sounds like such a cliche, but when you have the idea and you see the opportunity to bring together a whole selection of gurus that can deliver something in a really powerful way
in a beautiful
space.
That's key, because a lot of the spaces that these things go on in are not that beautiful.
Absolutely.
Or inspiring, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah,
and it's that whole event delivery, the whole experience in itself, and that's something that I'm hugely passionate about, that I want when people go to a Daily Guru event to know that there's a different feel, a different experience that they're about to have.
Is it The Daily Guru feels to me like it's quite a women-focused thing, but it's not a women... You haven't gone
it's
down...
It's not exclusive.
It's not exclusive, but do you tend to get more women?
We do, and to be honest, that's probably partly to do with the fact that the brand's incredibly feminine.
Yes.
However, you know, I really believe that this is an area where all of this content, in actual fact, probably the men are being quite neglected, and actually it's an area that they could really do with, you know, a body that's devoted to them, because the way in which they're going to absorb and be open to this type of content is going to be very different to the way that women want
Absolutely.
To be educated about it. So definitely not exclusive. We would
welcome
love,
anyone.
But I really believe that perhaps it just needs to be delivered to them in a different way.
You know, I feel the same about the wealth space. People say to me, why are you only focusing on women? And I go, you know, it's not that I'm trying to be exclusive. It's just from feedback over the years from women that I've spoken to, and it's getting even bigger now. They're saying that actually when it comes to money and wealth, women actually want to be in a space just with women, because they're afraid to ask the questions or to be too open about the knowledge gaps and things like that with men.
Absolutely.
And I just think, well, I'm trying to honour that space and do it for that reason.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, potentially we may look to run events that are more targeted at men later down the line. Should that sort of demand be there? Absolutely. Yeah. But at the moment, our community is 90% women. We know what they're wanting. We know what they've been engaging with. And now we're creating those events that are going to support that.
And is it, tell me, so Sydney-based events to start out with. I'm assuming you're going to try and do Melbourne.
Yes,
offshore,
absolutely.
Would we
offshore
do?
Offshore as well,
international,
So, absolutely. So our community is, you know, 70% Australian, but a 30% is international.
Oh, yeah.
And what's wonderful is now we've started, we're launching our first event next week, which is really
fantastic.
Exciting.
Yeah.
And basically we've already been receiving some emails and communication from our international audience saying, you know, when's it coming offshore? So that's wonderful to hear. So, you know, definitely we will go offshore, but at the moment I'm always about focus on one thing, do it really, really well, and then grow. And then grow. That's what I'm doing.
And that's another key takeout from today is focus on one thing, do it really, really well, and then grow. Can you share anything about the event next week? What's in store for us?
Absolutely. So we're running a 5-week series. Mm-hmm. We're bringing in 5 incredible speakers. Each week they're going to be tackling the subject of self-worth from a very different angle.
Oh, wow.
And the idea behind it is that each week, because they're tackling it from a very different angle, it's going to create a whole experience which really helps anyone who has anything to do with self-love or self-worth that they want to work on. This is going to be an intense 5-week experience that people can really come together.
And do they come to all 5, or can people just dip into the ones they want to come to?
Yeah, they can absolutely just attend 1 session, 3 sessions, whatever resonates with them, because, you know, we appreciate that everyone's at a different stage in their kind of path and journey of work. Maybe they've been seeing a coach and, you know, one of the modules they think, I'm down with that, that's fine.
All right, or right now, I need to work on this right now and not move to that next level yet.
Yeah,
it's a lot to take in, especially with the self-worth topic. I think everybody has this self-worth issue. You know, we all have subconscious beliefs about ourselves and stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, and, you know, going back to our conversation earlier about it doesn't always have to be driven out of a space of discomfort.
Mm.
Like, everyone can do with topping up,
absolutely,
you know, confidence. So it's not just going to be working on the space of, you know, what's bad. It's more also working in that space of how can we just enhance what we're doing.
You know, I love that too, actually, as well, because self-worth is a topic that actually I talk about on the Energized Wealth site a lot, because self-worth is very, very heavily linked to money, income, wealth building. It's that whole thing of, like, you know, I'm not saying that people who have higher self-worth are worth more. They're not, but they tend to earn more because we ask for more, or, you know, an increase in your self-worth can actually increase how much you value yourself and then how much you're willing to sort of price that, particularly in your own business
absolutely.
Or salary negotiations.
Definitely
huge one for women, you know,
because their belief systems are set up to support receiving the wealth.
I know. I always say, you know, as women, I mean, God love us, we've no problem marrying it or divorcing it, but when it comes to going out and creating it in the world, we actually get a bit of a block there.
Yeah.
Even, you know, women tend to manage the money in the household.
Yeah.
So when it's internal, but that's from generations of that's the way it was done.
Yeah.
But when it goes to going out and creating in business or investing, that's the world of men.
Mm.
And that's why the wealth thing, that's why I'm so passionate about teaching the wealth game in a more feminine way.
It's so important. I love that you're doing that, because I think it's so, so important. Because, you know, otherwise women, we can go out and be entrepreneurs and we can have this vision, but then there's the obstacle that's ever going to allow us to really flourish and really create those opportunities for people, because we have a roadblock, a belief, a challenge to do with success, to do with wealth and money.
I mean, a lot of women would say, I hear things like, oh, but I'm not in it for the money. And I think, well, nobody's in anything for the money, but the money, you need sort of passion and money to create something really amazing.
Yeah.
So don't do one without the other. You know, like, make sure that you're not forgetting the other one. It is really, really important to support our lives. And I would say it should be like your best friend. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, to have that. And then you can give so much more in this world when you embrace money, embrace wealth.
I totally agree. Like, I think to have a purpose behind your business that is greater than money, I think, grows your business faster than you could hope for. However, being commercially minded is important in order to be able to grow that business
and to keep it running in the right way.
Yeah.
To keep it, So if people want to check out the event, they want to check out the Daily Guru, they want to find out more about you, where do they go? There's going to be a link on the screen in 1 second.
Yeah, just so they go to dailyguru.com.au. We also have a Facebook page. We have our new website launching on Monday, which is really exciting.
What's that one?
We've just had a whole revamp of our current website.
It looks so it's still Daily Guru, the Daily Guru?
It's dailyguru.com.au. We've just had a bit of a spring clean. We've had our incredible graphic designers rework the website, so it looks stunning. It's easier to flow through the content, and obviously now moving into that second phase of having events, it's really prominent as to what the events are and where you can find them. And equally, sort of part of that event phase is that we're going to be sharing not just our events, but we're going to be sharing the industry's events.
So
there's coaches, if there's therapists, if there's, you know, other conferences going on that's in this space, we'll be sharing that. So this will be the place that people can go to find out
what's on,
that's going on in the industry.
In this space. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, I just love that you're doing this. And I love that you're also a foreigner living in Sydney. And it's amazing down here. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I look forward to, can't wait to check out the new site on the events next week.
Thank you so much, Barbara.
And thank you again for joining for another week. And remember, you can catch me later this week on my podcast, Wealth Unplugged, where I'm going to be giving you my three key takeouts from my chat today with Beck. So until next week, have a great week. See you then.